My nephew was sitting in the car with a white girl, and the undercover agent blocked the car off. They came around to his side and swung the door open. The undercover agent said that my nephew at that time swallowed the drugs that he had. They pulled him out of the car and started beating him down. Merciful. They didn't even try to handcuff him, and they cursed at him, and he died in front of the door here. Really, we think it was just prejudice because he was sitting in the car with the white girl. We don't know what happened to her after that.
According to Barbara Flowers, who is Warren Lee's aunt, police abuse against young black men is routine in the neighborhood. Another relative believes that the streets are not safe for him because...
It's police terrorism. It's crazy how when I go by a cop, I get nervous because I don't know what they're going to say to me or what they're going to do to me. You can't even say, well, what happened, Mr. Officer? How you doing today? They got this cocky attitude because they got a gun and a badge.
In cases of police brutality, continues Ms. Flowers, witnesses often feel intimidated.
If you're a witness, we want you to do the right thing. We're praying for you because we don't want you to change the truth. We ask that you stand like a human being because you don't never know when you're going to be in that position.
Community members are adamant that violent police officers should be removed from the force. But Officer Jose Dopazo, who last July fatally shot another man, Shakan Nance, who witnesses claim was already in handcuffs, was also involved in the Warren Lee incident. Shakan Nance's sister gave an update on that case.
The evidence, I guess, that they find through the investigation has to be presented to a grand jury so that they can determine whether or not to prosecute the officers.
Are you optimistic about what the grand jury is going to do?
I've never been through this before, so I don't see where to be optimistic about it. I don't. But what I fear for Newark is, like, it's a growing number of gang issues and black-on-black crime issues. But you never expect to hear news that a police officer killed one of your family members. That's just insane, you know?
As the crowd was marching back to the corner of Sherman and Vanderpool, where Warren Lee died, POP Chairman Larry Hamm shared his views about police violence in New Jersey.
Well, I think that the system and the media is favorably inclined to the criminal injustice system. I mean, they don't want too much attention on this issue of police brutality and the use of excessive force because they want to perpetuate the myth that these things only happen in other countries and they don't happen here in America. But the fact of the matter is that there's Sean Bells all over America, and it happens every day.
In regard to that, the December 12 movement and others in New York City have announced that they would conduct civil disobedience perhaps next week on Wall Street. Are you supporting the move and why?
Absolutely. I think that we have to apply every means necessary in order to achieve justice for Sean Bell, and certainly among those is civil disobedience, also economic sanctions. We'll need a multi-dimensional plan of attack. I'm very uplifted by people's determination tonight.
Yesterday, thousands protested through Midtown Manhattan with wheelchair-bound Trent Benefield at the head of the march as holiday shoppers looked on. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn.